Parshat Bahalotcha, the parsha will be read this Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael and the following Shabbos in Chutz Laretz because of the 2 days Yantif of Shavuos. So in Perek Yud, towards the end of the parsha, we have the Jews leaving Vayusu Me'ar Hashem Derech Shloshet Yamim, that's Pasuk Lamed Gimel. And then we have the famous Vayimen So Aaron Vayom HaMoshe. And the beginning of the next parsha, parsha Yud Aleph, where you have the Yua Mitonanim, Kimitonanim, Ralif Ne Hashem, Bosne Hashem, they come and they're complaining. And the Vayimen Soa, those few psukim, have inverted nuns, as if to put them in a sograyim to tell us that this is really not the proper place, and that's what the Gemara that is in Shabbos Daf Kuf Tetvav Amud Bet points out, that it's placed between one Purananut, one calamity, and another calamity, as if it's a some sort of a safety that's given to Klal Yisrael. And in fact, Tosfot, which is the beginning of Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, Tosfot at the beginning points out, he quotes a Medrash Yilamdeinu, that the famous expression that we have, that they traveled for 3 days, Kitinok Haboreach Mibeit HaSefer V'Holechlo, Kachayu Borchim Mehar Sinai Shloshet Yamim. Wow, we studied Torah so much at Har Sinai, we now have a running away, like a child, immature, we're running away. So it seems that we can go ahead and say that Vayibin So Aaron Vayom Moshe, that Bereshit was saying, you're running away, but I want you to know that the Torah is joining you with you. It's there along with you. You could take it. You could use it. I wanted to speak about Zoom, telephones, kosher telephones, computers with filters and so on and so forth. The Haredi yeshivish world for sure, the Litvish world, were very negative about the use of all of these electronics, because that so much could lead to all different things, and you have to know how to use it. There has to be a certain sense of control. Earlier this winter, there's a yeshiva that almost closed down because the yeshiva found out that a certain talmidim had telephones. We're talking about kosher telephones. Because they had no access to internet, it was just mamish, a phone. And it was such a tumult in this country. Should they, shouldn't they, you throw them out? A yeshiva almost closed down. And for sure the attitude towards the use of computers in any form or fashion is at best a b'diyeved, because I need it for my business, or the primary, some very personal health reasons. And here we have a situation where we have the coronavirus, bidud, quarantined, sequestered, and all the children of all ages, kolel to down to kindergarten, are all at home. What about the study of Torah? And all of a sudden we find that either it's Zoom, or it could be WhatsApp, or it could be simple use of telephone. You have relatives, children, grandchildren that are really stark of kolonics, and they are spending 10 hours a day on the telephone with the chavrusas. You're having people spending hours upon hours on Zoom to connect to Torah, connect to davening, connect to a frum tzibur, to listen to shiurim. Vahi ben soharom. You go ahead even on the other side. This week from Monday morning till now Wednesday morning, I'm now recording, it's Wednesday morning. Monday morning, we're talking about Chutz La'aretz time, and it was Monday afternoon here in Yerushalayim. I was by Zoom present at a grandson's bris in Baltimore. Kegamla Geparchai, flew there and flew back. Flew back. I zoomed. That evening, I was by Zoom at the chasana of our Rosh Yeshiva's son. Last night, I was at the chasana by the computer, by the chasana of our Rav's daughter. No dressing, no traveling, no staying to eat, no mixing with hundreds and hundreds of people. I participate in smachot. What a beautiful thing. I think the message has to be the tino kaborech v'bet ha-sefer, that the boy, the girl, whatever age you might be, you can find Torah wherever it might be. You can sit and learn and have deveikut b'Hashem. It might not be its proper place. The best place to be davening is in a shul. The best place to be at a simcha is to be at the simcha. The best place to be able to learn and shteig with the chavrusas in a beis medrash. But I could take Vayhi ben Soharom from not its proper place and put it into a place where I could use it. From one, a saving grace, Vayhi ben Soharom, mamish, through zooming, Torah has able to be continued, able to strive and move forward. Maybe it's only a band-aid, but for crying out loud, it has stopped the destruction of our kesher with Torah and Yiddishkeit and simchas and friendship throughout Klal Yisrael. And that should be a sign to ourselves and to Rabbeinu Shalom, Am Yisrael Chai.